USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place, that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
There's primary voting today in New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump speaking in South Carolina last night and sticking by recent tweets in which he said he'd rather have people entering the country illegally immediately deported than have them face a judge.
And we want to tell people, I'm sorry, you're coming into the country illegally. We don't want you in the country. That's it. It's now over.
Trump remarking his advisors have told him 5,000 new judges are needed to process illegal immigrants crossing the border, but he says he doesn't think that's needed, and he'd rather have ICE and Border Patrol agents handle the problem, so he says their numbers should be bolstered. The huge Pawnee fire in Northern California barely contained, showing significant growth again yesterday northwest of Sacramento. It's just 5% contained. In southwestern Colorado, hot, dry conditions continue to fuel the 416 fire. That fire also expanded yesterday. And this is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Firefighters respond to a blaze at a senior living facility in Long Beach, California yesterday, and two of those firefighters end up being shot. One of them later dies. Police Chief Robert Luna.
A handgun was recovered out at the scene.
Luna says they've arrested Thomas Kim, a resident of the building, for the murder and attempted murder, and police have also charged him with arson. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying he's not putting any timelines when it comes to negotiations for North Korea to denuclearize. Pompeo says in a CNN interview that he wants to see continued progress towards denuclearization, saying the Trump administration will regularly assess how serious the North is about giving up its nuclear program. However, Pompeo said he won't put a timeline on the steps North Korea needs to take to get rid of its nukes. And the Food and Drug Administration is, you might say, green-lighting the first-ever pharmaceutical drug that's made of marijuana. It's called Epidiolex. It can be used to treat rare forms of epilepsy when it's paired with other pharmaceuticals. The drug is actually made from cannabis oil, which does not produce a high. Epidiolex will be on the market in the fall, according to the FDA. Now, as for us, you can find us now, anytime, in fact, online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.